Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this thing. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and my name is Lee Elsie, filling in the first hour tonight for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. You know by now, Christopher, that's his name, down in Dallas, Texas. Christopher has held many jobs in his career. For over a decade, he worked as a seat holder at the Oscars. During college, he was a furniture tester, and prior to becoming a top-notch radio show producer for the Wayne Allen Root Show, he actually wrote fortune cookie messages. So now he's with us, of course, pushing all the buttons, making it all go down there in Dallas, Texas. Learn more about me, LeeElsie.com. Again, follow me on the Twitters, follow me on the Facebooks. Shoot me messages there or email me, and we can begin our conversation. I want to talk about leadership. And I want to talk about transparency, and I want to talk about the media bias and the squelching of free speech. And I want to do that through actually the words of someone else. That's not normal when you're a radio talk show host, but on Thursday in the Capitol, I thought this 9-minute, what appeared to be off-the-cuff speech by RFK really hit the bullseye. And I'm going to play a little bit of it, not all 9 minutes, of course, but I'm going to play some of the speech. And I want you to pay attention to a couple of parts of it in particular. One is where he talks about being deplatformed by YouTube for just talking about his campaign. And the other is the coming together of politicians in Washington and eventually getting to this point where we're not adversaries, where we're Americans trying to improve the lot and freedom of our democracy, which has stood the test of time for 245 years. Because that mindset of it's us against everyone else is lost. So here's a little bit of RFK, and when this is over, I've got an exciting announcement I want to throw out there. One I actually think Wayne Allen Root broached even prior to me. But here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speaking about free speech yesterday in Washington.
This body ought to be concerning itself with the with issues that impact directly the American people. The rising price of groceries, 76% over the past 2 years for basic food stuff, the war in Ukraine, the inflation issues, the border issues, many, many other issues that concern us all as a nation. We can't do that without the First Amendment, without debate. When I gave my speech, my announcement speech in Boston 2 months ago, YouTube, I talked about all those issues. I focused on grocery. I focused on the fact that working class people can no longer afford to live in this country. I talked about inflation, all the issues that deeply concern you, and that you've devoted your career to alleviating those issues. 5 minutes into my speech, when I was talking about Paul Revere, YouTube deplatformed me. I didn't talk about vaccines in that speech. I didn't talk about anything that was a verboten subject. I just was talking about my campaign and the things, the conversation that we ought to be having with each other as Americans. But I was shut down. And that is why the First Amendment's important. Debate, congenial, respectful debate, is the fertilizer, it's the water, it's the sunlight for our democracy. We need to be talking to each other. Censorship is antithetical to our party. It was appalling to my father, to my uncle, to FDR, to Harry Truman, to Thomas Jefferson, as the chairman referred to. It is the basis for democracy. It sets us apart from all of the previous forms of government. We need to be able to talk, and the First Amendment was not written for easy speech. It was written for the speech that nobody likes you for. People don't want me to have that conversation about the war, about groceries, about inflation, about the war on the middle class in this country that we need to be having. But I am being censored here through this target, through smears, through misinterpretations of what it said, through lies, through association, which is a tactic that we all thought we had been discredited and dispensed with after the Army McCarthy hearings in the 1950s. But those same weapons are now being deployed against me to silence me. And I want to say something I think that's more important, and it goes directly to what you talked about, ranking member, which is the need, this toxic polarization that is destroying our country today. And how do we deal with that? We are more, this kind of division is more dangerous for our country than any time since the American Civil War. And how do we deal with that? How are we going to, every Democrat on this committee believes that we need to end that polarization. Do you think you can do that by censoring people? I'm telling you, you cannot. That only aggravates and amplifies the problem. We need to start being kind to each other. We need to start being respectful to each other. My uncle, Edward Kennedy, has more legislation with his name on it than any senator in United States history. Why is that? Because he was able to reach across the aisle. Comedy and respect and kindness and compassion and empathy for other people is the way that we, the only way to restore the function in this chamber. But more importantly, today we need to give an example in the leadership of our country of being respectful to each other. This is what we need, how we need to start treating each other in this country. We have to stop trying to destroy each other, to marginalize, to vilify, to gaslight each other. We have to find that place inside of ourselves of light, of empathy, of compassion. And above all, we need to elevate the Constitution of the United States, which was written for hard times. And that has to be the premier compass for all of our activities.
All right, so that's a pretty solid message to the American people. It's hard to argue or dispute a lot of that. And as I look deeper into who Robert Kennedy is, you look at his economic policies, where he seemingly wants to take a stance for small and medium-sized businesses and break up the too-big-to-fail types of businesses. His foreign policy wants to end proxy wars and bombing campaigns and covert operations. These are things that you can identify with. Now, this is where it gets a little flunky. He wants essentially a single-payer program for health care. He does say that he doesn't want to take people's guns away. He says he's a constitutional absolutionist. And like me, Kennedy has said that he suggests that antidepressants and psychiatric drugs are to blame for the school shootings. That's exactly what I think. That in concert with the violent video games and the desensitizing of our youth. He is not anti-vax, certainly anti-COVID vax, which I know is propping him up, certainly with the Republican Party to a certain extent. But Kennedy has often polled in the low double digits, certainly considered the Democrat underdog by many media outlets. But I believe Wayne has talked about this next idea I'm going to throw out there. Depending upon which poll you take a look at, Trump is either a handful of points behind or a handful of points ahead. It just depends upon who's taking the polls when you're talking about a presidential matchup against Joe Biden. If you were bold enough and brazen enough to entertain the idea of a Trump-Kennedy ticket, would that bring all of the Kennedy supporters along for the ride and into Trump camp? Even the people who can't stand Donald Trump, the never Trumpers, how could they say no to a marriage between Trump's deal-making abilities and arguably the closest thing America has to royalty, the Kennedys? So the question is, how will the public react to that? Would they rather see a Trump Scott or a Trump DeSantis or a Trump Haley? Or would they go gaga over mashing the tickets together for Trump Kennedy? I think it's something that needs to be thought about by Donald J. Trump. All right, music is playing. I've got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. First hour on Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you. I got the whole week with you next week, by the way. It's going to be wild. But we'll take a short break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
And tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. I am Lee Elsie. One of my favorite guests to bring on is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Almost 50 years of military excellence under his belt. And I want to start with a topic I've thrown at you before, but there was a story that popped out from San Francisco about stolen valor. Not to get to the specifics of this particular one, but just to get your quick opinion on how horrible stolen valor is.
It's just so cheesy and reprehensible. You know, you have guys and gals who put their life at risk for this country and for the most part don't ask for anything. Other than maybe an occasional, hey, I appreciate what you did, you know, thanks for your service kind of stuff. And then you see folks who've never done anything, or even if they were in the military, they play up what they did, you know, what their role was, way beyond what was the truth. And you sit there and go, why? You know, I mean, I don't know of anybody who served who goes around dissing people who didn't serve. You know, I mean, especially if it's another, if it's a person who was in the military, but say they were a clerk or a truck mechanic, as opposed to, you know, an infantryman, a ranger, a special forces guy, we don't sit there and belittle those people. Right. We need them.
Sure.
And we understand that. But when it's someone who's never served at all, and they're, you know, talking trash, wearing stuff they shouldn't be wearing, yeah, it kind of gets to you.
Yeah.
You sit there, not necessarily for me or for the person that's looking at it, but we've got brothers and sisters who have died, who gave up limbs in that service, and we don't like anybody, you know, claiming that honor, really, of having done that for our country if you have it. It's just, it's wrong.
His name is Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, and I appreciate your honesty when it comes to that. I know we have a lot of military people who listen, and stolen valor is something that I just, it really bothers me. So I knew it was going to bother you, but I appreciate you sharing some of your sentiments with that. I want to keep it with the military here for a second and talk about how just about every metric shows that the recruitment of new military people is way, way down. And in your expert opinion, would you say that we're in a crisis mode right now?
You know, I don't know if it's a crisis yet. It is a problem. There's no doubt about that. We, you know, you can't, if something happened on Friday, you can't have gone out and recruited over the weekend a military, you know, or recruited enough extra guys to bring them into the military to deal with that crisis. You've got to do all that well ahead of time. That's why we have a standing military now, which we shifted from at a point in our history. It's important to have that ability to have those people trained and seasoned and working together before the bad thing happens, because particularly today, stuff happens so fast. You know, like in World War II, we had months and months after Pearl Harbor to take what was a very, very small standing army and inadequate military in general and build it up into what we needed to fight the fascists in Japan and Germany. In today's world, we're not going to have those months. So you have to recruit those people ahead of time. You have to train them ahead of time. And we're well behind right now with no particular light at the end of the tunnel that we're going to fix it, because the administration is more concerned about pronouns and stuff like that than they are about combat readiness. But I'll tell you, if something hits the fan and somebody goes out there and they fail, this administration will probably crucify them. You know, why weren't you ready? Why right. didn't the military leadership fix this problem? Well, it's because you guys have been making them do stuff that is completely disconnected from national security, because you can with the military, you can order them to do things. So in that regard, it's a big problem. I'm not quite ready to say it's a crisis yet, but we need to be trying to figure out a way to fix it. Most of us don't think it's rocket science. It's let the military leadership be the military leadership. Right. Doesn't mean you're giving up civilian control of the military, but it's, you know, the military leaders know how to train for war. But right now, the majority of their time is spent on social issues and not on military training. And that's just unfortunate.
His name is Stephen Bucci with the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, can you hang on one more break with us? I want to come back. I got a few more questions to ask you. Please, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
News update. A federal judge in Florida has pushed to May 2024 the prospective date of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial over his handling of classified documents left at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The judge rejecting an effort by the former president to delay the trial until after the 2024 presidential campaign. Parts of the nation are continuing to bake as over 90 million Americans across multiple states are reportedly under heat advisories. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, joins Fox News and gives an update on how his state has been dealing with triple-digit heat.
Well, fortunately in Arizona, people who've been here know how to deal with the desert heat. Now, this is a bit extraordinary for sure. What we're doing is you're seeing a lot of water stations come up. People are being recommended to stay inside.
Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We'll be right back.
Ruth. The Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price, healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we'll be back. My name is Lee Elson. This is the USA Audio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. Our special guest, keeping him a couple of segments, is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And I want to ask you a very important question for you, a military guy. Has patriotism dwindled in this country? Are we looking at a lack of patriotism from, in particular, the younger generation?
Well, if you believe the statisticians and the poll takers, yeah, it is. Young people, when polled, in large numbers said, well, they're not really that proud of being American.
Yeah.
You know, which you can't blame them when the constant drumbeat on the legacy press, both on TV, in print, online is, oh, America has always been the problem in the world. We're the bad guys. You know, these other countries are really right, and we're the ones who screwed things up, which frankly is an ahistorical view. And people that believe that, whether it's the 1619 program or any of the others, it's just not correct. Have we made mistakes? Sure. Has America always been perfect? No, of course not. We're humans. But in the main, America has been a positive influence in the world and with our own society. But right now, that's not what you hear from teachers. It's not what you hear from anybody in power. Everybody says we're the bad guys. And that doesn't exactly drum up patriotism, which is sad because you're going to have a whole generation of kids that at least has that seed in their mind that, you know, the government can't be trusted. Though right now that's, you can understand that one, but the historical stuff, that's just, you know, propaganda. And, it has an effect.
We're the only good guys, Stephen. Without us, this planet would be very, very different.
I won't say we're the only good guys because we do have friends out there to help us, but I will 100% agree with the fact that America has, the world would be a lot worse place had America not played the role it has played. You know, early in our history, it was mostly here in on our own continent. But boy, from World War One on, America has been the bulwark of freedom and economic prosperity for the whole world.
Right.
We dragged the whole world out of World War Two and into development. And to say that was all bad. It's kind of really short-sighted and inaccurate.
Right. Biden gives away secrets on ammunition. That's a hell of a story.
You know, this administration, much like the Obama administration, has this strange propensity to not be able to keep their mouths shut. You know, they're completely untransparent about things that the citizens would really like to know about. But when it comes to security-related things, you know, like who did the takedown of Osama bin Laden during the Obama administration, and now what the levels of our critical ammunition is today. they feel compelled to talk about this stuff openly. And I don't understand,
right.
You know, they're beating up former President Trump about security of classified information. But this administration just runs its gums all the time about this kind of stuff, and nobody says boo. I don't understand the compulsion to reveal classified information. Does it just make it feel like, hey, look what I know? Well, okay, you just told all our enemies. Why would you do that? There's a reason we classify stuff, Lee, and that's so people don't know it.
Well, that's yeah.
It's the bad guys we don't want to know. I don't understand. Yeah. It's childish. It's politically immature, and it's just dumb. But it happens pretty regularly with these folks.
Personally, I think that the commander-in-chief should have a military background, and if they don't, they should at least be forced into a 6-week intensive Stephen Bucci program to smarten up on what to do and not to do in that position. Because I know I'm being sarcastic, but for God's sake, you got to be better than that, right?
You do. And, you know, it wouldn't be that hard. And it kind of happens when somebody comes into office.
Yeah.
They're, you know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the other chiefs are supposed to interact with the political leadership, not just the president, but all of the primary advisors to discuss these things. You know, they reveal to them the latest bunch of secrets so that they can make decisions based on those things. But now either the civilians blow the military off and say, hey, we got this. You know, you guys are just Neanderthal knuckle draggers. We'll tell you what to do when we're ready to tell you. Or the people that get appointed into those uniform positions either are not willing or are unable to really have the access to share that expertise with the civilian decision makers in a way that's meaningful. Regardless of what mix of those factors are there, the result is the civilian leadership, the people who actually make the decisions in our system, are not making good ones. They're not, keeping their gums together when they should. They talk about stuff that gives away the farm informationally. And then when it all goes south, they blame the people in uniform for not stopping them from being stupid.
Right.
I don't understand that.
We are chatting with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wagner Group. Poland moves a whole bunch of military personnel to the border. Big deal? Not a big deal?
I don't think it's significant. You know, if Poland's worried that the Wagner Group is on their border, you know, that's legitimate and significant. Does it mean, you know, in the next 2 weeks, Poland's going to war? I don't think so. You know, the Wagner Group, again, is 25,000 people, half of which are cannon fodder because they're ex-prisoners, they're sociopaths and psychopaths that they got out of prisons. They're not trained soldiers. And they're really good at scaring civilians and doing atrocities. They're not worth a hill of beans in a fixed fight with trained soldiers. Poland's military is pretty good. I would put the Polish military up against the Wagner Group in a heartbeat. And you'd see an awful lot of dead Wagner mercenaries real fast. But there's an enemy force on their border. It's closer to them now because of being in Belarus. So they're concerned, and they should be, and they should take those steps, if nothing else, to tell Putin and the Wagner Group, back off, because if you don't, we'll come in there and spank you.
All right, this one popped yesterday. I wanted to ask you this before we ran out of time, and that was nearly a third of the Bradley armored vehicles the U.S. have provided to the Ukraine may have already been lost or damaged. So not only are we giving them tremendous amount of ammunition, et cetera, but a lot of the stuff that we're sending over there potentially either they're not using properly or they've already been destroyed. What do we know about that?
You know, this is the thing. Remember, the Bradley fighting vehicle is not a tank. It's an armored fighting vehicle. It carries infantrymen. It does have some heavier armament on it. You know, it's not like the old M113 armored personnel carriers that you see in all the Vietnam movies. They're just like a big box with treads that, you know, didn't really carry a lot of weaponry. It was very thin skin. wasn't really armored that much. The Bradley is better than that, but if a Bradley runs into a tank, the Bradley's going to lose.
Right.
And I think that's what they're running into. This is pretty heavy combat. The Bradley, it was always accepted, even in our doctrine, that the casualties in Bradleys, if you use them to fight with, not just to carry troops, you're going to take some hits, because a main tank round from a full-up tank is going to take out a Bradley in a heartbeat.
Gotcha.
So it's tough armored fighting there. They're going to lose some. And remember, the Bradley was authorized by my old boss, Donald Rumsfeld, the first time he was the Secretary of Defense under President Ford. That's when we started building the Bradley. So they've been around for a long time.
Right.
You know, they're good. We still use them. We've made some product improvements. I don't know which ones were given to the Ukrainians. Probably not the best ones we have. But that doesn't surprise me that they're taking more hits. That's why they need main battle tanks, not just infantry fighting units.
There he is, Stephen Bucci, S. Bucci on Twitter. Follow him there. Thank you, Stephen. I'll talk to you next time. Time for us to take a short break. Come back. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. Yeah, the show is raw and unfiltered. It is Friday, the 21st day of July 2023. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour next week. In case you were wondering, I'll be hosting the entire 3 hours on the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. So if you've been wondering, what does he look like? Well, you can tune in to Lindell TV next week. That's right, Monday through Friday, while Wayne is on a well-deserved vacation, yours truly will be a man in this ship. With, of course, Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. But sometimes after I've had a difficult week, and I have had a difficult week, I got to be honest with you, it's been a little chaotic here in my home state of Connecticut. A lot of stuff going on in my life, a lot of stuff happening, right? A lot of political stuff, a lot of news stuff, overwhelming stuff sometimes. I know Wayne is going at it basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I feel it. And the same thing happens a lot of the time to yours truly. So, you know, you get to a Friday, and I'm kind of politicked out. Like, I'm sort of done. I need the weekend. And I need to get away, I think, from news stories. So sometimes, as I depart into the radio sunset, I like to find a few stories that may be, well, a little bit off the beaten path. Maybe not necessarily talking about the political landscape, but things that you may not see in your normal everyday life. For example, IHOP is now selling pancake tacos. They're silver dollar pancakes with different fillings that are either savory or sweet, like caramel or banana. So you've got pancake style tacos. I gotta say, I think I would like that. 25% of us lie at least once a day, plus the top sign somebody is actually telling you a lie. Number one on that, they won't look you in the eye. 84% say that's a red flag. If they fidget when they talk to you, that is a sign of lying. If they start sweating,
Never let them see you sweat. That's a sign they may be lying. If they start talking really fast, that has been known as a sign that they may be lying. And if you suddenly notice that they blink a lot, they become, Blinky McGoolahan. They may be lying. I don't know who that is. I made that up. But they may be lying to you. Did you see where transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, he was wearing a Antifa Super Soldier t-shirt, I guess, on Instagram. So apparently he has aligned himself with Antifa, whether or not that's ceremonial or maybe he really is a member now of Antifa. What a week for Fox News, if you're paying attention. Fox 5 was the number one show. How about that? Fox 5, number one show. Waters was 2. MSNBC, believe it or not, Mad Cow came in at 3. Then Fox News, Fox News, Fox News, MSNBC. And Anderson Cooper, way down at the bottom. Sometimes, even I do this, sometimes I make a big deal out of what CNN says. And it's weekly rating numbers like this that make me kick myself in the rear end and say, stop doing that. Nobody's watching. Nobody's paying attention. A lot of times over the course of a week, more people may be listening to me, Wayne, for sure, on the USA Audio Network than Anderson Cooper. So sometimes me in particular, we in general as talk show hosts sometimes reference something CNN or MSNBC may have said, and nobody cares. Nobody's watching it. I mean, somehow it gets traction, but in the big scheme of things, they really don't have as much power as they want you to think they do. And finally, apparently Democrats are looking to eliminate husband and wife from federal law. Same-sex marriages have been uniformly legal since the Supreme Court's decision back in 2015, but I guess the next step would be to remove husband and wife from the vocabulary. God, we are just lost. Just lost. The LGBTQ mafia, the mental instability of the transgender movement, the idea of the ultra-wokeism just oozing through the entire population of the country, trying to infect everything that it touches. This mentality is just, it's ripping us, man, apart. It really is. Final thought. Let's say you're serving in the United States Senate. Well, there's been a tradition since 1968. It's called the candy desk, where the senator who sits in a specific seat near the door keeps a desk drawer full of candy for other members. It's currently held by Tom Young. So I'm sure when Hunter Biden heard about this, about the candy desk, he probably had a completely different idea. Maybe that's the reason why he brought the bag of cocaine allegedly into the White House. Enjoy your weekend. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.